lives like the road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door. The blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Rev up those engines. You're listening to Initial D's Nuts, the world's number one and only Initial D podcast ever. I'm Mazda Max.
I'm the Audrey A3.
And I'm a four-door sedan.
Good. Welcome back, dear listeners. We've been at this for quite a while. We're at some exciting new episodes.
We're on the second stage, or we're on the second,
stage. As you know, we are on stage two of Initial D, with acts 5 and 6. Starting us out, we got stage two, act 5, Countdown to Destruction.
Yeah.
That's the same title in the dub, I assume?
Yeah, there's honestly not a whole lot of changes between the sub and the dub. Mm-hmm. Like, it's obviously English voice actors, but, you know, it's the usual sort of Funimation stable.
Right, yeah, it's not like this is a show that's translated for 4 kids or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not like they gave them, like, westernized names or changed the soundtrack into a less interesting one.
Now, you say that, but they did give the Initial D characters westernized names in a different, mm-hmm. Translation. What was it? The Tokyo Pop translation. Takumi Fujiwara is just Tak. Name changes. Like, everyone's favorite Itsuki Takeuchi is just Iggy. Keisuke is KT. It's some real Digimon Adventure type shit, the way they change their names.
Speaking of Digimon Adventure, I am pretty sure there's at least one Digimon voice actor in here, because I swear to God, one of them sounds like Tai from Digimon.
Well, there's a character. Ryosuke is Rai. That's close enough. Fucking Kyoichi is Kyle. That is, I think, maybe the platonic ideal of, like, a Japanese to English name localization from the 90s.
Kyle really is the perfect name.
Perfect name for a car guy.
I will say, though, speaking of, like, Adventure 02, Matt from Yamato is pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like how Joe is just Joe. They just added an E.
Yeah. I mean, Joe's great name that way.
And, like, TK from Takiru is, like, that's makes sense, I guess. Sora's the same. Sora just got to keep her name. Anyway, this episode starts out. This is not a Digimon podcast. There's other ones of those.
Yeah.
We see Takumi drifting his 8-6 down the road. Now, as we all know, Takumi previously had raced some of the Emperors before on Akina on home turf, and it went okay. But the Emperors have been egging him on, have been challenging him to do even more races. And this time he's going to go. He's not racing down his own mountain anymore. He's in enemy territory, and basically, everyone in the entire show has a really bad feeling about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's everyone's worried, but he's here. We see, like, his dad and his dad's friend, like, talking about this. We see his friends talking about it. It's real worrying. They don't, his friends and his dad don't know he's gone off to race, you know?
They don't even know he's going off to a race.
Paul Dano voice, does he
Shrek,
know?
Shrek voice.
RDJ, he is going to race the Emperors. I really like how all of the old characters are drawn in this show. You can tell they're old because they have, like, incredibly defined forehead creases.
Uh-huh. You know, it's the stress.
It's the stress of having kids who street race all the damn time.
It's a life spent laughing. Those are laugh lines.
those are the lines you get when you're squinting at your engine trying to figure out what the fuck went wrong this time.
Those are chuckle years. Craters. Those are giggle gaps. I could keep going.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's worried. Everyone's like, Takumi's just going to keep on racing until his engine explodes, right? Looking directly in the camera as they ask.
Yeah, that. Exactly. Don't worry about that.
Now, Takumi shows up to where the Emperors are hanging out. He steps out of his car. He looks fucking cool. He looks fucking mean. He's like looking very 90s Leo DiCaprio right now.
He really does look like Leo DiCaprio.
And Kiyoichi, leader of the Emperors, says, "All right, we're going to use the handicap method like before. You'll pull out first." And
is Kiyoichi the leader? Is he just the one who's driving today?
I think he's the leader of the Emperors. I'm pretty sure he's like, if he's not the leader, I'm pretty sure he's like the best driver of the Emperors.
Yes, that I think is true. I just didn't know if he...
Yeah, you can tell because he has a cool bandana.
Yeah.
He looks like...
A lot of people have cool bandanas in this show.
Well, yeah, but Kiyoichi looks like NL from One Piece. That's how you know he's cool.
Which means he looks like Eminem from real life.
He looks like Marshall Mathers. So we let's see. And everyone's trying to like find out where Takumi is. We cut over to the gas station. We see Kenji and Ikitani talking. They're like, "Oh, the Emperors are real mad they lost to Takumi before back on Akina, and you know, maybe they'll challenge him again. By the way, has anyone seen him? No? He's probably just on a hot date right now."
Racers don't need girlfriends.
This is a great, this is like one of very few lines that I wrote down, which is, "We racers don't need girlfriends, isn't that right?" And then...
I think that's true, and I think it leads to my big theory of this show, which is, having a car is a lot like having a wife. It's something you need to, like, dedicate all of your, like, energy and time to, but you love them so much, it's totally worth it. You would never turn your back on your car or wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Oh,
I was gonna go the route of that one tweet, which is, like, people shouldn't be afraid when they fly, not because pilots are trained professionals, but because they want to fuck the plane, and every plane crash is one wife lost.
Uh-huh. Buddy, they wouldn't even let me fuck it.
Anyway, after, I forget their names, they say this line, the third staff member goes, "They're pathetic."
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
You're all pathetic. We see the cars. We see Takumi in his delightful AE86. We see Kiyoichi in his Mitsubishi Lancer Evo 3. And Kiyoichi, cool as a cucumber, he's kind of an asshole the entire time. He's like, "By the way, I don't consider this a race. I'm going to teach you the difference between a fun car and a fast car. This is a seminar." And I'm Tracy Chapman.
It literally verbatim says the words, "This is a kore wa seminar desu."
Yes.
Well, he doesn't say desu. He has a different sentence final particle, but kore wa seminar.
he says, "I am Tracy Chapman, and there's no one made a song called Fun Car, which is why you're going to lose."
I've got a fun car. The song has a different mood.
I've got a fun car. I can drift it down the mountain.
It's ska.
God, a ska cover fast car would be so bad.
It's called Fast Scar. Now, Seiji of the Emperors, he has a bad feeling about this. Despite being on the enemy team here, he's like, there's no way that Takumi would take on this race in such an obsolete mismatched car, not on his home turf.
Wrong.
So, like, maybe he's actually a race genius in the making. That part's probably true, but Seiji, may I suggest my theory of Takumi's prideful and doesn't want to lose.
Takumi loves his wife.
He loves his car wife so good. And, you know, in his head, Kiyoichi's calling out Ryosuke, leader of the Red Suns, saying, "Four-wheel drive can't lose to two-wheel drive. This race is a challenge to you, too." because fucking Takumi's a small fry to Kyuichi. He only cares about racing Ryosuke, who can actually put up a real fight.
Right.
We begin the race. Fucking, as always, music in this show, delightful. I will never get tired of hearing kick-ass Eurobeat, as we see, honestly, pretty competently made CG of these cars.
Yeah, like, CG was really expensive at this point in time. It was a high-budget deal.
And
at least TV CG.
Well, one thing I will say about the CG, which we've commented on before.
Yes, we always say this.
But it looks good in and of itself. It still does not merge well with the rest of the animation.
Right.
Like, when they do the whole sequence, it looks like the sequence itself looks great, but then you got back to like the animation, it's like, this did not.
There's some times where a CG car is next to a 2D guy, and it's very uncanny.
It's some Paper Mario shit.
Uh-huh.
It's like from the newer ones, when you summon a sticker of like a real life object and you see your little paper guys, and it's like, oh, this is a real stapler. It's terrifying. And I think also, I mean, A, very competent for its time. You can't merge it that well. But the animation is smooth. It's not, like, as stuttery as you might think. And also, like, there's a shit ton of money in this show having to get the licenses for everything in the first place, too. Like, I feel like the fact that this entire show was made and completed is, like, a testament to, like, just the quality and how beloved it is that they could be like, yeah, we're going to get licenses from, like, basically every Japanese auto manufacturer. And they're going to be like, yeah, fuck yeah, go show our cool cars off.
More money for your CG budget.
It is a testament to Japan having a lot of people like Max.
Yep. there are dozens of us.
Enough to be serious car boys.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not like my asshole neighbor with his shitty purple Honda Civic with expired tags whose car is so fucking noisy when he turns it on that I can feel the vibrations inside my apartment. Very mad about that.
Yeah.
You seem upset about it, yeah.
No, I'm okay. Speaking of, that vibrations is not the best. Speaking of noise, speaking of loudness, I would say it's time for my regular weekly segment of Max's Machines, where I get to explain a piece of technology or what have you.
Wait, can I suggest another one?
Yes.
Deus Max Machina.
Welcome to everyone's favorite weekly segment, Deus Max Machina. Deus Ex Machina. Hello? We'll workshop it. Hello? We've been workshopping it for the last season and a half. Hello? Everyone talks...
Microphone, obviously.
I think it'd be funny to keep it in.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, my connection did something weird.
Oh no. Did you enter the car world?
I mean, I think it's the product. It's just a side effect of, you know,
It's all the nitrous.
I'm currently going through a lengthy process of surgeries to, turn myself into a car, and sometimes there's like side effects. It's called the loosening.
God.
And so that's what Utena was about. Uh-huh. Awesome. Yeah,
exactly. Now, as this race begins, everyone talks about how goddamn loud and annoying Kyoichi's car is, because they he has something that WRC drivers use, World Rally Championship, called a misfiring system. I don't know why they're very intent in calling it a misfiring system. It's anti-lag, which is what it's called in real life. Basically, when you have turbo cars, turbos really only work well at high revs. Mm-hmm. So what anti-lag does is it delays ignition timing and adds like a little bit of extra fuel and sometimes a little bit of extra air to like sort of balance and compensate for the loss as like the turbo like winds up and winds down as you're shifting. Basically, it's like that's the noise. That's why his engine's just like fucking spitting the entire time, is to keep his turbo like as high pressure as possible to get cool speed. And that kind of results in that. Very loud, yeah, yeah. Very distracting. Takumi does not like to hear it. It's very annoying to him.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, as soon as the race is starting to show, I just, like, my eyes just glaze over.
Yeah, it's almost like a duel in a different show.
Yeah. in Utena, I assume. Utena. Yeah. Yeah, I just sort of glaze over. As we know, I am not a car boy.
Yeah, and to be fair, too, a lot of the show, car go downhill, and that's kind of all of it forever. It's really good. What's notable here, too, is that Kyuichi's using a four-wheel drive car, which, not very good for drifting. You know, four-wheel drive famously for understeering. But we learned...
Famously. I know this.
Yeah, we all know this. I've been saying this for the last season and a half. But, you know, we get a lot of exposition from Ryosuke in this rage, too, saying, like, Kyuichi does not make any mistakes ever. He's the most, like, consistent, rational driver imaginable, making, like, the best possible decisions as he races. Yeah. So even though his car theoretically shouldn't be able to take turns well, he has it tuned and he knows how to drive it well enough that like he can turn just fine. But I will say it's not as exciting because he's not drifting around the corners like Takumi does all the time.
So what's the point?
If you're going to have a car, a fast car is good. We all know this, Tracy Chapman. But a fun car, you can do cool drifts. I like, Evo looks fine. I'm not really an Evo guy, and like, you really can't. The 86 is just one of the coolest looking cars ever. It's just a delightful little box. Very pretty. Very classic. Very angular. But as we're racing, Kyuichi is like, huh, this kid's pretty good. He's like, he has these amazing racing senses. Like, despite having never raced on this mountain before, he's doing really well. And the whole time, Takumi's still in the lead. Like, Kyuichi's trailing him. Takumi got the head start handicap anyway, but, like, Kyuichi hasn't passed him at all, which is a testament to, like, how good he is. So we cut over to the gas station. And remember when everyone's like, oh, yeah, Takumi's probably on a date. Well, his girlfriend shows up saying, hey, has anyone seen Takumi?
Yeah. And she's got a little bento for our guy here.
Mogi brought some cheesecake to the gas station.
Uh-huh.
So we haven't seen him, but you should dump him.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure Takumi's a fine girlfriend to Mogi, but like, I don't know if I could handle my partner being so...
Sorry, did you say girlfriend?
I said partner. What?
Oh, I thought you said girl. I heard like girlfriend somehow.
No.
Well,
because I'm like, oh, he transed his gender. Good on her.
Good on her.
I'm sure Takumi's a fine girlfriend to Mogi, but like,
it's our headcanon.
In any case, yeah, I think he should be more faithful to his car.
That's right. We need to talk about where real cheating is coming from here.
All cars are my wife.
Yeah. Especially the 8086.
Right. But yeah, as Mogi asks around, everyone realizes, like, oh, fuck, he completely took the bait from the Emperors and is racing right now. And we sure see them racing, and this is finally the time where Kyuichi can counterattack. Because they're coming on a
That's
section.
That's my favorite Gundam movie.
If I didn't make the joke, you would have.
And I did!
Yeah! We come to a section where it's not as curvy. It's more flatter, where Kyuichi can really put the power down and get that four-wheel drive acceleration. And he does. He accelerates from the outside, getting ready for the S turn to turn the other way. So he's on the inside of the turn. He completely overtakes.
Yeah.
Even Ryosuke, also must note, voiced by the indomitable Takahito Koyasu, very good, who drives a Mazda in the show, as we all know.
This is when the race takes, I would say, a notable turn for the bad for Takumi.
Yeah, this is kind of when he starts getting his ass whooped.
Yeah, he doesn't ever really recover from this. I'm going to be real with you folks.
Like, he's doing okay, but, like, it's the simple fact of he literally cannot pass Kyoichi because his car... I mean, his car's not a shitbox, but compared to a rally-tuned Evo 3, it's kind of a shitbox. No one's happy about this.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
Fucking Dragon Age prompt, everyone disliked that.
they do more racing. You know, Kyoichi explains, like, oh, Ryosuke is talking about how, you know, well, corner exit is best for a turbo and corner entrance is best for NA cars, but since the Evo has that anti-lag, you can kind of have the best of both worlds, so it's a cornering monster. Perfect for a dog fight, which is, I guess, what this is.
There's a big arrow pointing to me saying oblivious as all this goes on.
Yeah, you're nodding and smiling the entire time. Yeah.
While they're driving, we get, like, an internal shot of the car's guts.
We love seeing the bits, the guts.
And the gears are starting to grind. The car is not doing so well.
Even Ryosuke notes that, oh, Takumi's exhaust sounds different. It sounds more of an enraged roar.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that still the same episode? Are we not in the second episode at this
point? Right now we are moving on to stage 2, act 6, goodbye 8-6.
Yeah, but he has to believe in the heart of the cars.
which is, as we all know, the engine, the exhaust is the butthole, the wheels are the feet, the tires are the shoes.
That's exactly right.
Right, exactly.
Everyone in the gas station is quite
this
mad.
You joke, but this is literally what the Transformers fandom does.
Oh, God, great.
You joke, you make jokes.
It's all I'm good for. At the gas station, everyone's frustrated. Why did Takumi go to Akagi? Yuichi's like, well, maybe he's not at Akagi. Maybe he's just out and about.
You dumb bitch.
Come on, man. Yuichi, you fucking moron. That's why you're our least favorite character, as voted on by us in our community.
Yeah.
Very funny line from Seiji here, back where the rest of the emperors are thinking, you know, even though Takumi's from, he's way behind Kyoichi now, he's only going to get stickier from here. Well, maybe for a couple more, like, yeah, 2 more minutes, perhaps. But as they're driving, Kyoichi realizes, like, oh shit, he's still kind of on my tail because he wasn't nearly going at full speed earlier because he just doesn't know the course. But now that he can see my movements, he can really let the let out. Even with that piece of junk, he says, he's not wrong. The car kind of is a piece of junk.
The car is dying.
The car is hurting so bad. It does not like this.
I feel an intense sympathy with it as someone who is slowly becoming more and more like a car.
Right.
Yeah, how'd the hubcap transplant go?
You know, the wheels were honestly pretty easy. Although, like I said, it's getting hard to, the hardest part is really just replacing the organs with, machinery. The wheels are just fine. I love my new wheels.
got those nice spinning rims.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
And speaking of beautiful, Ryusuke does more exposition from up on top of the mountain. He's like, well, the 8-6 is outclassed in literally every single category by Kyoichi's Evo 3, and the only reason that Takumi's doing well is because he knows this car perfectly and it's an extension of his own body. If it were anything else, he just have fucking lost by now.
It's a perfect union of man and car, just like me.
He's become one with the machine. He's become a four-door sedan. And we get a pretty cool shot of, like, blue ghostly flames surrounding Takumi. It's pretty sick. I like to see it.
Yeah. At one point, he's clipping into the branches along the railings. He's drifting just that hard.
He's doing so fucking good. Yuichi finally calls Fujiwara Tofu and asks where Takumi is, and his dad Bunta is like, what's going on? Why are you looking for my son? He's at Akagi, and he's just like so calm and just lights a cigarette. It's just like, yeah, I knew I had a bad feeling. He knows. Dads know. And we get a fucking pretty cool shot as the race continues, where Kiyoichi, he signals his intent to win by drifting around a corner instead of just taking the corner normally, and everyone's like, oh, fuck, he did it! That's what I did, too, in real life. I was excited.
This is kind of like an insult to injury.
Right, yeah, he's quite honestly stunting on him.
Yeah. He was like, okay. And again, like, we have to remember that, like, the entire time Kiyoichi's been like, this is not a race to me. This is, I'm gonna teach you some manners kind of thing. So.
For you, it was the most important race of your life. For me, it was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then Takumi.
Who are you?
Takumi falls behind, and he's like, I wonder if I can catch up. He accelerates, and then his engine explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
I think it is dead.
And I want to Photoshop that Sofia Vergara thing with just the 8-6 in the ring.
Yeah, that's what I was referencing.
His wife died. His wife is pouring oil from the underside. We get like a solid 30 seconds.
It's gruesome.
I really thought they were going to make her like explode.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah. I mean, like, the engine got a fucking hole punched in it, but yeah, very rarely, I feel like...
They were just concentrating on the oil dripping for a long time. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh my god, that would be fucking bleeding. Insane. No,
they're possibly coming.
who can say? A lot of fluids
maybe
are
diarrhea.
Right now. It's
diarrhea.
Dark out. I can't make heads or tails of it.
Yeah, oil is like a sort of like unit fluid in the body of a car.
That's right. Yeah, if gas is the food, but oil is like
It's the blood, it's the shit, it's the piss sometimes.
If there's anything I know from the Transformers fandom, it's all Energon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oil. I mean, I think for all intents and purposes, we can say that oil is the cum of the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm okay putting my the oil pan is the testicles. I think I'm okay putting my John Hancock on this one.
Uh-huh.
Your initials? Your initial D's?
Yeah.
Pressing my initial D's nuts onto the page to sign the fact that oil is indeed the cum of the car.
That's right.
Remember, like 30 seconds ago, Kiyoichi drifted a corner to show Takumi how serious he was about winning. And then he pulls up and like, just so calmly says, in the racing world, a blowout signals defeat. But this wasn't a race. Your car is dead. And he just drives off.
Yeah.
This is just a death.
This is so hard on the 86 and especially hard on Takumi.
He's just standing there crying, just like shaking, pissing, shitting. He's having the worst day of his life.
It literally like cuts away to everyone like talking about the loss, and then like it cuts back to him and he's just like sitting in his car.
Uh-huh.
In this car, just like dead-eyed.
He can't process the fact that his wife's heart got pierced by the fucking connecting rod.
Yeah.
Which normally, I mean, getting pierced by a connecting rod could be a fun thing. Not right now, though.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Sorry, I don't know what came over me. Yeah, Kiyoichi drives up.
Getting really sweaty,
you became a different animal.
Yeah, I became a different vehicle. Kiyoichi taunts Ryosuke, saying, hey, I beat your boy, I'm gonna beat you too, bye, and drives off again. And he says, the Emperors will take over Gunma. They're encroaching on the territory. And Takumi's just sitting sadly inside his car when his dad shows up with the tow truck. His dad knows, and they look at the engine. And by the way, like, the entire, like, sides of the car are, like, covered in just, like, I guess it's just, like, dirt, I think, from, like, him spinning
No,
out.
It's not gunpowder, but it's explosion. It's residue.
It's explosive residue. It's like soot.
Yeah, it's soot.
Soot is the shart of the car.
Good.
I'm always saying this.
Gunma is like, we're not going to talk about this yet. We're going to tow your car.
Yeah, Bunta Vista.
Takumi asks, how did you know what happened, Dad? And he just said, I had a feeling, Black Eyed Peas. And Takumi's like, well, it's okay. I've been saving up. I have 2 million yen, which, first of all, that's a lot of fucking money for a
that's
kid
like
to
$20,000.
That's $20,000. And he's like, I'm going to repair the engine. His dad is like, well, you're richer than that because since you've been delivering tofu, I've had a saving account in, since you've been delivering tofu since junior high, I've opened a saving account in your name.
I've been committing tax fraud.
And I've only been taking it sometimes.
Only sometimes.
I do also want to say, I think it's pretty dangerous for his dad to be driving with his eyes closed like this.
Yeah. It's the fucking Brock Pokemon shit of just like, he's just like that.
Yeah, he's the TV trope's eyes always closed character.
Well, it's like, you know how Daredevil can't see, but all of his other senses are heightened? That's Bunta.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Bunta sees, he echolocates as he drives.
Yeah. Okay.
He sees through the eyes of the car, which is either the headlights or the windshield, depending on who you ask. I
never thought of what Daredevil does as echolocation, but I guess you're not wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, yeah. Well, I mean, realistically, what Bunta does is more like, it's like heat vision. The cigarette ashes bounce back to him, and he can feel the heat, the profile. Uh-huh. I'm gonna keep digging this hole.
Everyone gives up right before they hit diamonds, so keep digging.
Keep driving, your engine will be fine. Uh-huh. Everyone gives up when their engine explodes.
Yeah, I think he should have started like pushing the car down the hill after it died.
It's downhill, you can just put it in neutral, you'll make it eventually. Oh no, is the doctor saying that your oil pans come in? So Bunta says, no amount of money can fix this car because your engine is like straight up beyond fucked. The pin that connected the crankshaft and the connecting rod snapped, so the rod punched a hole in the engine from the inside. You would need an entirely new engine.
Fucked.
It's fucked. You can't repair it. Takumi's like, but what if we can repair it? And Bunta's like, my son, listen to the
stop,
words
stop.
I'm saying.
She's already dead.
Stop. And he's like, but if it gets a new engine, it'll be a different car. And Bunta's like, yeah, you can't fix the old engine. and you know, Bunta, he's like, Takumi, if you think you're responsible for this, you're not. You were just the one driving it when it happened. It's not your fault. And he's just like fucking sobbing in the car. He's not having a good time. And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah.
None of our listeners sent in any questions this week because they were just all really sad about Takumi's car exploding.
Do you want to talk about like video games or cars?
I was gonna say, I mean, I feel like we can do our weekly segment. We can do our car automobile of the week. Or yeah, vehicle of the week. Mm-hmm. We'll expand our horizons. Yeah. Jesus, horizons. We'll expand.
Did you say
horizons? Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
I'll own up to it.
Well, my vehicle of the week is, of course, the Honda Motocampo. A folding scooter.
Oh, delightful. Delightful little briefcase.
Yeah. Fits right in your trunk in case you need a backup car.
My vehicle of the week is the fucking weird, shitty sheet metal car that Gru drives in Despicable Me 1 that's like 30 feet tall. It's like rocket powered, I think.
It's great.
If I remember correctly. It's cool. It's dangerous. He shouldn't be driving that.
I'll go with the Aston Martin V12 Speedster.
I do like very refined car Aston Martins.
That is a UFO that they put on the ground.
Yeah. It's like...
It's literally what the Jetsons drive.
Yeah, it makes the same noise too. Very pretty car. Well, you know where to find us online.
Here, my shout out to the Cybertruck that's killing all its owners because it's a really stupid design.
Really stupid. Literally, the good and bad end of boxy angular car is a Toyota 86 and the Tesla Cybertruck. It's the fucking Yu-Gi-Oh card meme, and the good castle on the left is the 86, and the evil lightning castle on the right is the Cybertruck. And as we always say to end episodes of Initial D's Nuts,
besties, please let me merge.
You got a fast car, and I wanted to get to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Many places better. Starting from two, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, we got nothing to prove.